We're joined in our remaining moments this hour by two people intricately involved in the Louisiana International Film Festival. Heather Sewell Day is the event director, and we're going to hear from John Darden, who's the master of ceremonies. As the event director, as mentioned, 70 films. You've got quite an array of opportunities for people who like movies.
That's correct. We have lots of things going on even besides the films, which starts tonight with Patty Cakes. Coming on at 7:30. We'll have a reception before that in the Filmmaker Lounge, which I've been tirelessly working on designing to make it fun and cool and hip for everyone here in the capital city. We'll have some DJs playing some hip-hop in there beforehand. We're going to have a kickoff tonight with Air Seekers, Aerialists performing out in the Perkins Row Park and the Great Hall, along with some acrobats. Should be a good time and something different every day planned for everyone here.
And I should mention that the Louisiana International Film Festival is an underwriter for WRKF, but the guests were invited at a time when I did not know this, and I would have invited them anyway because it's an important event. And John Darden grew up in this city. You probably know of his dad, Jay Darden, but you went a different path in life. Your dad, when I ask him about you, he always smiles, says, "I'm very proud of my son," but... As a stand-up comic, you probably say things he couldn't say on the campaign trail.
Yeah, I say things he couldn't say around a dinner table. But that's part of the path, you know. You get to be inappropriate and you get to have fun. And I'm really happy to be a part of the Louisiana International Film Festival. And I will clean up my act for this festival.
Well, you've been in 20 national commercials, and for people unfamiliar, that's quite a competitive game too, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's you know, part of being an actor is taking whatever gig you can, and I've been lucky enough to get some fun commercials, and that's always a blessing to have people in Louisiana who get to see them.
You went to USC, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, and I remember at one time your dad had a license plate that said LSU USC.
Yeah, I may or may not have driven my mother's car here today that has that license plate currently in your parking lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? We needed to take a photo of that before you leave. But and of course, you were at USC, I think, when there was the split national championship in 2003.
Yeah, it was my freshman year. Caused a great divide in my family and my personal life and my friendships. And I didn't realize that my first semester away from Louisiana would be so fraught with tension. About the festival, also when I was at USC, was when Ryan Francis was there playing basketball. And one of the documentaries we have at the festival is the Ryan Francis story. That's a documentary about his life, but that's if people should in Louisiana be interested and want to come to this festival, because they're feature films, they're short films, they're documentaries, they're animated films. There's a whole set for children Saturday at 11 a.m. So there's the real gamut of entertainment, and also live mentorship programs where I'm going to be hosting interviews with film professionals. So
very good.
We'll bring in a cinematographer or a couple. We'll bring in producers and financiers. So people who are interested in the industry can come to our Filmmakers Lounge and learn about how to make movies.
Ryan Francis, there will be two showings, and I understand they're both sold out, but what a story. He was a kid from Baton Rouge, 4A player of the year, goes to Southern California and had a great freshman year at USC, and then he's home on May 13th of 2006 at the age of 19. He's shot and killed in the backseat of a car, a victim of a senseless crime, and his memory is quite vivid in this community for good reason.
Yeah, and I personally, obviously I love USC. It was a tragic story, but I love documentary films because it gives an opportunity for people to learn about difficult subjects. We also have a documentary this season about the flood last year, and we're doing an event to honor the heroes of the flood with representatives from the Cajun Navy and the Cajun Army. all Cajuns represented. And so that's, you know, I think that the list of films this year will be very interesting to people in Louisiana, and you're going to get to see films that you wouldn't otherwise be able to see that aren't going to be released normally. The film tonight, Patty Cakes, has not been nationally released yet, but it was bought at Sundance by Fox Searchlight, which it's going to be released as a great independent sort of indie darling. Mm-hmm. So that's something people should look into.
This is about a white overweight female rapper, not your customary rapper, at least not the one I would think of if I closed my eyes and thought of a rapper.
It's when I close my eyes and think of a Fox Searchlight film that's going to delight audiences, that's the pitch, the log line that I would see.
It's Patty Cakes tonight at 8 o'clock. You mentioned the Ryan Francis story. Any others that stand out to you, John?
You know what? Here's what I would do is I would direct people to our website because it is a list of all of our films, but also our schedule. It's lifilmfest.org, lifilmfest.org. It's got a listing of all of our mentorship panels and all the films. We also have an event Friday morning at Celtic Studios that is free to the public if you just RSVP on our website. It's going to be a tour of the studio. We're going to have speakers. The mayor will be there. If you go to our website, and if you're interested in film or if you're just looking for something to do this weekend, all the answers are there, and I really encourage you to come check us out.
Thank you for joining us today, John Darden and Heather Soule Day, and good luck with the film festival.